Well, here's hoping that I remember this last verse that I just jotted down. Out in Chartalk, you dreamed and you dared, using radio waves to fight the despair. We'll block you, they stop you, they'll warn. Alan, thank you for braving the storm.
I really just wanted to start with braving the storm, because you certainly took a lot of people by storm with that song and touched a lot of our family at WAMC, clearly, with reaching out to Alan. And this was the first time you said you performed it. And how did this come about?
Well, I must say that this was, I've always thought about the fact that we're encouraged by so many people in our own community and people who make a step and get us, show us that we can open doors we didn't know we could open. I particularly feel strongly about, I wanted to do this today because when I had a stroke, I had what was called apraxia and aphasia, so I couldn't talk. But I knew all the personalities. I knew Alan's humor, and I knew the music. And I actually started to relearn language by listening to AMC, because I knew the words. My son, who was just here, used to read me the books I read to him, the Hop on Pop, and so I'd get language again. But listening to the inflections and everything from people I felt really at home with, because you create through this station a neighborhood.
He says he wrote the verse about WAMC president and CEO Alan Chartalk a few songs prior to the debut of Braving the Storm.
Pete was doing a song called English is Crazy, and I said, and all of a sudden it popped in my head, I saw Alan again, and I thought, I a little tear came to the eye thinking how much the station meant to me and the people working there meant to me, and I just, all of a sudden my brain started bubbling, and I went off and jotted it down and said, you know, we all owe Alan so much thanks. And I think also the community, one of the great things about having a concert like this is it's wonderful to have a get together where we I almost think of it as a potluck picnic, you know. We really bring things to each other, and it's the support of the listening family and the support of the station that really binds us together. I mean, it reminds us that we're all in this together, as the saying goes.
So right, as you said. But you know, you said you thought of it when he was singing "English is Crazy." So I can't ignore that.
No, it wasn't because although one could say a lot of the things on this station are nicely crazy, but it was before that. It was bubbling, and I was just looking at Pete and thinking how much he meant to me, and realized especially to Alan.
There were other impromptu moments during the concert. For starters, Wyatt says the written song list was really a rough outline.
It was a work in creation as we were doing it, because we surprised each other about what songs we were going to do and who thought of what. And it was really wonderful, actually, to have this whole chorus behind us. We had only planned to do a couple of songs with them, and then something we were going to go out in the audience, and then it sounded so good. And Pete said, why don't we just have them here? Stay here.
Well, some people don't know that. What else?
Yeah.
Or what song maybe did you surprise with, or did Pete surprise with?
Well, sometimes he had certain songs he wanted to do and couldn't remember the words to. Like he wanted to do The Water's Wide, but he couldn't remember the words. But then all of a sudden he said just about 10 minutes before we went on, he wanted to do Oh Mary. And I said, you know all the verses. And he said, I don't know any of them. Write them down. So I had to, with me, I have a short-term memory because of the stroke, so I was really challenged to get him down. That was fun to do. And there were so many other things. I loved Guy's harmonica playing. I haven't seen him in a long time.
For how long?
Probably it's been 15 years. In fact, we decided we're going to do a couple of gigs together.
I'm going to let it shine,
For me, working with Pete has been just so amazing, because singing the traditional songs he sang, and then all on his albums, he would often mix traditional old songs with some new ones. And I always thought of these as letters from people long ago that they were passing on to us. And amazing things, you hear songs like On Top of Old Smokey when you're in camp, and you think it's just a funny kid song, but then the word, you'll all be forsaken and never know why. And when you are forsaken at some point, then those little those songs have meaning to you. An old ballad like John Riley, you know, when you're separated from someone a long time, you think it's a marvelous connection to think that centuries ago people were having those feelings and that we share. There's something in our common humanity. And then just being here with Pete, you know, it's very moving because so many of the songs we did, we wrote songs over the last several years, continuing to write things even now. Pete each time says, you know, I can't write anymore, I'm 94. So I say, okay, we'll just sit down for 5 minutes. And then he starts to write a little something, and next thing you know, he says, well, that's not a bad line. Pete!
Thank you for braving the storm.